It is currently 10:47 here at AM 1400 KJFF, 77 degrees. I'm Stuart McMillan. And joining us, by the way, on the phone this morning for a live interview, his name is Sergeant Bobby Kling. He's 26. He's in the enlisted to the Marine Corps back in 2005. He's a festive native, and he was recently given a medal. So we're going to talk to him over the phone. Sergeant Kling, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And so you're from the Festus Crystal City area. Let's talk about your background growing up in Jefferson County. So from Crystal City?
Yes, sir. Well, I live on R7.
Okay, so a little bit south. So I guess you're now a Blue Jay fan, so to speak.
Still a Hornets fan, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into that. Okay. Awesome. So did you play football for Crystal City?
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
I played safety and wide receiver, and then moved around a lot on special teams.
All right, so playing football kind of got you. You think playing football got you into the military mood a little bit?
No, it's something I always wanted to do. I mean, it definitely didn't hurt.
And is it a family tradition, or is it just something you just thought? You know what? I think I'll do this.
No, it's I'm actually the first one in my family to join the military, but it. Like I said before, it's always something that, you know, I was interested in.
So tell us about your service and when you went into the service.
Well, I joined right out of high school. I took the summer off after I graduated back in 2005. Went through boot camp, graduated, went through my school of infantry, graduated that, and then basically I was sent to 29 Palms, 2-7 for 4 years, and I did two deployments there, and then I got station where I'm at now at the Marine Barracks, Washington in D.C.
And you've got a shirt full of medals now, don't you, sir?
I have a couple, I guess.
Hey, it's okay to be proud of that. You have a Purple Heart. How did that come about, if you don't mind?
Well, my first deployment, 2006, to Iraq, I was hit with a roadside bomb.
Wow, and that was during the Operation Iraqi Freedom?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and at what portion of that incident that you knew something bad was happening? Was it almost immediate, or was it something to where you had no idea? What is the feeling? I mean, it's just such a different world when we speak of war.
It's just a lot of confusion. I didn't really know exactly what had happened until after the whole thing was, you know, done and over with.
Wow. So getting the Purple Heart there, also you were given some other achievements and medals and things. You Combat Action Ribbon and the Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. And now you're getting the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal. So it seems like you're climbing the ladder quite well.
Well, thanks. I like to think so.
So what got you the newest medal, this Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal? What was the reason for that?
Well, I mean, just like with all medals, you know, medals that you receive, they're really not for things that you've done particularly. Just a lot of it has to do with, like, who you lead and, you know, who you really serve, because that's kind of like what my job is. I'm a platoon sergeant right now, which is at the, you know, post that I'm at now, that's an E7 billet, and I'm only an E5, so I've been doing that for a couple years. And basically, my Marines have been, you know, doing exceptionally well, and that looks good on me, so I'm the one that received the award for that. It's kind of weird how it works.
Yeah, so you were kind of above your ranks, so to speak. You were playing up in Little League Baseball, I guess you could say, in an analogy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So why were they choosing you? Why were you the guy that, you know, they were saying, "Hey, this guy's been doing a good job. Let's put him up there."
I mean, you could look at it that way. That's pretty close, I would imagine.
So tell us about your duties. What do you do day to day?
Well, we do all the, like, joint service shots. It's like a lot of times that you see, like, on the news, you know, when the president goes around, like, you'll see like a couple platoons of, like, different services out there. We do stuff like that. We do a lot of the we do all the funerals for the Marines that are buried on Arlington Cemetery. We also do like parades in the around the area, so like street parades. We do like the Iwo Jima parades on Tuesday nights during the summer, and then tonight's our last Friday night parade at the barracks. So.
All right, and being I guess in the Army and I guess enlisted into the military action for I guess over 5 years, is it something you want to continue doing? What's your next step?
Well, I've already told everybody I plan on getting out, you know, coming back home and trying to finish up my bachelor's right now. You know, I'm only about 43 credits in, but I want to come home and, you know, finish that up.
All right, and what do you aspire to do?
Well, I'm getting into the Homeland Security aspect of college. So, you know, when I graduate that and, you know, maybe get some more experience, you know, I'd like to try to get on with the Secret Service.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So is that an overall goal and dream that you've kind of always thought about, or it's just something that, well, came along?
I think a little bit of both, you know. I always thought the idea of being in the Secret Service was pretty cool. I never really pictured myself doing it until, you know, recently.
So with these medals, do you have them, are you going to have them displayed somewhere, these achievements that you've gathered?
I'll just have them displayed on my Blues blouse that'll probably be put in my closet and forgotten about for 20 years or so.
Oh, come on. No, they won't. Not for, well, maybe 10 years. No. So, is it kind of strange receiving a medal, I mean, among your peers? Is that kind of a weird occurrence?
Not so much, because it's, like I said before, it's not really for anything that I do particularly. It's just I just happen to do the right thing at the right time, I guess.
All right. And moving forward, I guess parents still live in the Jefferson County area?
Yeah, my dad, he lives back home still with my grandparents also do.
All right, very cool. Well, Sergeant Kling, it's been a joy speaking with you this morning, and I guess is there anything you want to talk about the current scene of the war? If you have any opinions or anything, I don't know. What's the morale like where you're working? Just on the day-to-day basis, is it 100%? Are people confident in their service?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think morale's always, you know, pretty high. It's something that we train so much to do that, you know, if we're not getting the option to do it, you know, just that would be, like, you know, not such a good thing, I guess.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate you joining us today, and it's been a joy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And so where do we stand from here? Next, you're going to be a Secret Service agent. Then you'll be, I don't know, you thinking about Jason Bourne type action? You're going to go that high?
We'll see.
All right. All right, Sergeant Kling, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, again, Sergeant Bobby Kling, 26-year-old, enlisted in the Marine Corps in September 2005, has received several medals. Joining us live here on AM 1400 KJF this morning, by the way, on the phone. Really appreciate him joining us. His recent medal he just earned was the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal. He's also gotten the Purple Heart, Combat Action Ribbon, and the Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal as well. So, highly decorated man from Crystal City Festus area. So, we really appreciate him joining us today right here on KJFF. Coming up next, we'll check the weather at the top of the hour and then talk a little football action for tonight because, there's been some moving and manipulating of the schedules and things like that. So, we'll talk about that coming up.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home.
On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle.
You still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I hope it went well.
I do, too.
So, I think it was great. Oh. I think it was great. So, well, you could tell your parents to call up here if they want, and I can get a copy of it for them.
Okay.
If you want to do that. I mean, I'm sure they'd want to hear it if they didn't hear it already. So,
all right. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. Yeah. And the radio station's KJFF, all right?
Yep.
All right, sir. Good luck in your endeavors.
Thank you.
All right. You have
Bye.
A good day. Okay. Bye-bye.
The other party has...